Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the earth, from supporting organic farmers to funding glacier research education. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to support living on earth and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Some birds migrate to warmer climes during the winter, but others are more nomadic and fly wherever they can find the best food. One of those is the Bohemian waxwing, as BirdNotes' Mary McCann reports.
A light dusting of snow whitens the hillsides along the Columbia River, a quiet backdrop to scores of apple orchards. Most of the fruit was harvested in autumn, but apples litter the ground, and a few still hang, frozen and thawed again and again. Suddenly, a flock of hundreds of birds rises from the ground beneath the apple trees, swarming in tight formation, wingtip to wingtip. The flock lifts and perches in orderly ranks in the top of a nearby poplar. These are Bohemian waxwings. Occasional visitors during the winter, down from their nesting grounds in the boreal forests of the north. They're nomads, come in search of fruit to sustain their winter wanderings. Bohemian waxwings, larger kin of cedar waxwings, are exquisite, with silken plumage, a jaunty crest, black mask, and wings daubed, as if with sealing wax, in red, yellow, white, and black. Add to this a tail dipped in yellow, and you have a bird that seems to have sprung from a painter's palette. Quickly, the flock is off again, swirling up the canyon to adorn the winter branches of another orchard.
That's BirdNotes' Mary McCann. To see some fab photos of Bohemian waxwings, feast your eyes on our website, loe.org. Coming up, Darwin Evolves, a hip-hop origin of species. Keep the beat at Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.